Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
I mean, there's factions of people out there that don't believe. There's people in the church that claim to be Christians that don't believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. I mean, there's groups of them, factions of them. There's groups of people out there that claim to be Christians that say that the blood of Jesus is not the only way of salvation. There's a doctrine out there called the doctrine of inclusion in those that's called Christians. The doctrine of inclusion says this, and I'll just give you a good country way where you can understand it. You can worship a tree, dog, cat, cow, whatever you want to do, or a chair, rug, or a rock, or whatever you want to, but we're all going to heaven. There's many different paths, but we're all going to the same place in the end, but it does not agree with the Word of God. The Bible says, and Jesus said out of His mouth, there's only one way that we're going to heaven, and that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the confession of His Lordship in our life. Amen. And so in the United States of America, what we're dealing with is demonic forces that have been given a right or an inroad to be here by different people and people groups, but you and I have authority over them. And we need to put the devil in his place. Isn't that right? Amen. Sickness and disease, whatever the enemy comes at us with, we need to stand our ground and say, nope, you're not going to control and you're not going to dominate. Talking about how the enemy has come against the United States of America, in one way, in recent years of how the enemy, and I'd encourage you, if you don't have my single CD back here, called A New Era Began in 1947, I'd encourage you to get it. Because in 1947, there was a change that took place in this nation by nine people. Nine people set the course for this nation to be where it's at right now. It's called the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Probably the Supreme Court is probably prayed for less than any other entity in America. And they seemingly have more power than anybody else in America, including the presidential office, because they can make laws and institute theories and ideas to be laws, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. But in 1947... the Supreme Court of the United States of America came up with this theory, that's what I call a theory, or an idea, and they decided through a law that they passed and through a court lawsuit that they came and was heard before the Supreme Court of Iverson versus the Board of Education, and they came up with a theory of separation of church and state. Now, the separation of church and state, this broken down in country talk so I can understand it, is that God can't be involved in the government, and the government can't be involved with God. And so the Supreme Court at that time in 1947 started striking down religious activities that had been legal for the previous 150 years in this nation, and then following quickly on the heels of that, lower courts across the land and the states begin to follow suit with the Supreme Court, and they started striking down religious activities that had been legal up for the previous 150 years, but in 1947, it started to decline. I was praying one day, and I've shared this before, but it fits right in with what I'm sharing tonight. But I was praying one day. I wasn't praying to see a vision. I don't pray to hear voices. I don't pray to see visions. I just pray. In whatever way God chooses to speak to me, and sometimes he doesn't say a word. But Papa Hagen, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagen, taught me this way. He said, I go as much as by what God or the Lord don't say as by what he does say. If he doesn't tell me to do anything different, just keep going like I am, keep praying like I am, keep doing what I am. You don't always got to hear something. You ain't always got to hear a voice. You don't always got to see a vision or have a dream or a revelation. God does sometimes just want you to keep going like you are and walk by faith and not by sight. And so I'm praying and I'm seeking God. And as I'm praying, and I at the time, you know, and I got a perfect memory, so it's coming to me. You already knew that. Well, for the sake of you that did not know that I had a perfect memory, let me tell you how I got a perfect memory. I had a habit, and I'm sure you don't have this habit, but I had a habit if somebody would ask me something, and I would say, well, you know, I don't remember that. I don't recall that. I wish I could remember that, but I just flat can't remember that. I wish I could remember it, but I can't remember it. And I would just say that, and I would rehearse that many times. A lot of times I could remember, but when I couldn't remember, I just confess it. I couldn't remember. I can't remember. I don't remember. I wish I could remember, but I can't remember. But one day the Holy Ghost just spoke right up in my spirit, and I heard these words to me inside. Do you know why you can't remember? I said, no. Well, why can't I remember? He said, because you say you can't. He said, my word says in Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I said, well, Lord, I don't lie about it. And I said, you don't want me lying. I said, if I can't remember, I said, what in the world do I say? I don't want to tell him I can remember when I can't. He said, this is what you say. He said, this say is coming to me. So I changed what I was doing. And I just started saying, it's coming to me. I said, Brother Randy, what if it takes 14 years? It would be better for it to take 14 years than you lose it all 14 years. Amen. But you know, the moment I changed my confession, I started getting better at it. Amen. Because your memory doesn't work through your physical brain anyway. It works through your spirit. You hang around here, Pastor Larry will teach you about spirit, soul, and body. And about how it can dominate your physical. There's a physical brain, yes. But there's a spirit being inside of here. My human body, you know what I mean? I am a spirit being, I possess a soul, and I live in a physical body. And so my brain does not necessarily control. My physical brain doesn't control everything. What controls me is my spirit if I'll let it dominate me. The Holy Spirit, through my spirit, will dominate my physical man, my body, and it will cause it to function perfectly. Amen? Don't make me come back there. Amen? That's the truth. But I was praying one day. I wasn't trying to see anything. I was trying to have a vision. But all of a sudden, I have a vision, and I see into the realm of the spirit. Now, if you'll read in Joel chapter 2, you'll read about this. Also in Acts chapter 2. In fact, before I share this, let's just turn there and read that. So there'll be no misunderstanding. In Acts chapter 2, let's just turn there. We read it before, but I think last night, but let's read it again. We don't want nobody to misinterpret what I'm saying or anything. But in Acts chapter 2, Peter is explaining to the people on the day of Pentecost, because they heard him speaking with tongues and filled with the Spirit, drunk in the Holy Ghost. They didn't know what was going on. But Peter begins to explain to them in verse number 14 of Acts 2. It says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, you men of Judea and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Notice here, He said, in the last days, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall see visions, and old men dream dreams. You already know why old men dream dreams. Because God can't keep them awake long enough to give them a vision. So they have dreams. I'm joking. I don't know. Can't prove it. You can't disprove it. So we'll have to go to heaven and ask Jesus, is that why? You know, young men stay awake longer so they get a vision. But the old man, you know, if you go to granddaddy's house, you know, all the kids are playing, grandkids jumping around everywhere. Granddaddy's sitting over with his head down and his chin on his, you know, chest asleep. But everybody's jumping around, so God has to give him a dream because he's asleep. But either way, visions and dreams come from the Holy Ghost. They're not something made up by man. So I'm praying, and we're still talking about America, and we're headed in that direction, and about things that we need to be doing today as a church. We know that we are wrestling against, not against flesh and blood. It's not people. And listen, protesting, you know, voicing your opinion, writing your congressman, which would be your senator, and then your representatives and your community people. All those things are good, and being involved in different thing is fine, but you'll never change everything that needs to be changed until you deal with the spirit behind it. Amen. That's what you got to do. All those other things are good, but you got to deal with the spirits, the evil spirits behind it. So here I am, and I'm praying.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There, you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. And remember, God is with us.